Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Knicks BT for a night look pretty good out at the world's most famous. I would say that my takeaway from the game last night, we'll get back to the calls on the NBA gambling scandal and all that stuff in a minute. My big takeaway from last night was that I did not see much of a difference. I know they played a deeper bench. Okay, that's great. That's fine. It's one game. But outside of the amount of players used, and I don't think that's a huge deal, I didn't really see much of a difference in the way that they looked.
I did, in the sense that they were, and I anticipated this coming in, you saw a lot more of Jalen Brunson off the basketball, which is really good. Listen, I think it's going to really impact Bridges here. I think Bridges, and I remember saying that, knowing what Mike Brown was going to try to do this year, and it's obviously early, but also knowing Bridges' skill set, I thought it was going to be a good fit. I think he's a better ball handler than OG. So, like, when you look at a non, and OG was great last night, but you look at a non-conventional point guard to kind of assume some of the burden of dribbling the ball, I think Bridges will be that. I think it's going to free him up. You saw a little look of Kolick, which I like, and he played pretty well.
Deuce, he looks serviceable.
He does. Yeah. Now, he's going to get ripped up on defense. Kolick is going to spread the floor, though, and I think he's going to get it to the open man. Deuce was great. Yeah, you're right, the 11 guys.
Can Kolick be one of those guys like that freaking McConnell on Indiana? Can he eventually turn into that, like a little pesty point guard?
McConnell is thicker, and I think I hesitate to say tougher because I'm not trying to say Kolick's not tougher. I think he's a little more finesse and, quite frankly, a little more skill than McConnell.
That's what I'm saying. Just like maybe a pesky player, though. Knock down a three,
get behind that.
Move the ball a little bit.
I could get behind that. What's going to be interesting is they played 11 guys, and two guys who are going to play 30-plus minutes a night did not play. Well, maybe Mitch isn't playing 30 every night, but Mitch and Hart are going to be big-minute guys. So this is all the feeling out process. I thought schematically it definitely looked different from that point of view. You know, and I'm happy for Mike Brown, and I know that this raised some eyebrows. I think they even were kind of mocking it, and a little mock there when they played it during CeeLo's update this morning. Like, Mike Brown's like, "Oh my God, this is the garden. It's
Come
amazing.
On,
like, get over it, man. You're the head coach." But I didn't take it that way. I thought it was. Now, if I'm hearing that in a month, we got a problem. It was the first game as the head coach of the Knicks, a charter staple, the best venue in the NBA. And I thought he came across as really good.
I didn't see a clean, cohesive, organized offense, a consistent offense. In the beginning, maybe saw a little more spacing and some ball movement that I liked, but they got away from that. And it became, again, okay, one guy penetrate a little bit. And you know, Karl Anthony Towns way too many times attacking the ring. Attacking the rim. I know Towns played banged up. But was it a grade two?
Grade two quad.
Okay, like, congrats, dude. I don't need a hero on opening night.
Now, yeah, you're not Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel to hit your first two jump shots.
No,
I mean, come on.
I do respect him for playing through
a little
pain.
I do too, but he's Like, it's like he's taking bows after the game.
How did his body look to you? It looked the same.
He's
to me.
Never going to have a great body.
It looked exactly the same. So I'm fine with. Like, I just don't think they're going to be good enough. Are they deeper? They're 100% deeper. And Yabusele, he didn't even do anything last night.
No, he's going to. So that's good.
Clarkson wasn't good.
No,
your boy Shamet. I mean,
Shamet played well.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
He played well. Shamet.
Kolob maybe could be a piece. I mean, okay, they're all right. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the main guys: Mitchell Robinson coming back healthy at some point.
Yep.
Bridges, Brunson, Towns, and Anunoby. The one thing that I would say that I love, and this is something that we knew when they acquired these players, Anunoby and Bridges, the ability to play defense. That is such a huge thing because the Knicks otherwise aren't a good defensive team. Those two should be individual defensive studs. And when you put them together, that can create some havoc, create some turnovers, create some opportunities. And in the postseason game,
mm-hmm.
maybe be the difference maker, certainly down important possessions down the stretch. But I they look pretty similar to me. So if now it's one game, they weren't fully healthy. Neither were the Cavs, by the way.
True.
We're going to be dangerous. But I didn't see anything spectacular or different or any reason to really be encouraged beyond what I saw a year ago.
Well, listen, I would say that, you know, when the Knicks play, as they play throughout the first, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 games of the season, try to get some continuity and some cohesion. And obviously you want to bang out some wins to start off well, and they should. I would tell the Knicks fan who doesn't really know, you know, and not everybody's a crazy NBA fan, so I don't expect everybody to know, like, the intricacies of Mike Brown's philosophy. But I would think that when you watch the first 10-ish games, you're going to see a lack of structure. And we've talked about this on the show, kind of like almost just like playing in the schoolyard, kind of only with more polish, clearly, where you make a read, you know, you react, and then you keep it moving, and you kind of replace the spacing. And then they'll incorporate some structure as they get deeper into in terms of plays. So that'll be something to watch. So if you're a fringe NBA fan or a fringe Knicks fan, that's something to keep an eye out for. The other thing, too, and you said this, I can make the case that the players that the Cavaliers are missing were more important than the players that they
had. Oh, yeah.
Garland. But also Max Strus. Like, yeah. Max, I remember seeing him at DePaul.
Cavs are going to be good, man.
They are going to be good. I think they're going to be the top seed. I think the Knicks will be the number two seed. Now, the Max Strus, when he was at DePaul, I remember him dropping 40. His pre-Patino. I'm like, man, he's like 6'8". He could shoot. I'm like, this guy's going to be in the NBA. But DePaul was horrible. And he's really become a very good NBA player. First with Miami, now with the Cavs, he's got some money. That is a team that's going to be good. And their bigs, whether it's Mobley and Allen, who weren't amazing last night, certainly Allen wasn't, they've got a little tougher and a little bit more polished since the Knicks bounced them from the postseason a couple of years ago. I'm very bullish on the Knicks. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to score a lot of points. They very well might make a big trade midseason if it doesn't look the right way for Giannis. But, you know, Knicks, you got a team, and Knicks fans know that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the calls on the NBA scandal. Ryan calling from the Bronx. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Is there any situation in pro sports where a player will void his contract, meaning that I know it's in their contracts that gambling is obviously illegal, but I think the only deterrent would be is if you get caught, not only are you banned, but we'll pay out the rest of the season. We'll give them whatever the year is. All right, whatever, we'll pay you out for the rest of the year. If you're on a 5-year deal, those other 4 years are gone. You don't get your money.
That should be
the only way to really.
I don't know. It's okay, Ryan. Sorry. I don't know that for a fact, BT. I'm assuming that's a given that if you get nabbed for whatever, gambling or shaving points or fixing games, your contract's got
to
be
void. I think
that
you're right. I mean, now maybe, not that you can't try to fight it legally here, but that's a breach of contract. I would imagine. Thank you for the call. I mean, there's a code of conduct that we don't really know about. We don't really know how it's written out in the small print of NBA contracts. But yeah, you've got to adhere to certain societal parameters, if you will, and I would think that there would be legal recourse by the league to wipe out whatever remains on contracts if you get pinched for gambling.
I wonder if we could do some digging on that and actually find people who would know, and not just about the NBA. I'm thinking about it. I forget what happened with Ridley, but I believe he just got cut. Like, Atlanta cut him. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, you could do that. But let's say with Class A or with baseball,
Years left on a 9-year deal.
Well, fully guaranteed deal. It can't be if you're...
I don't think you get to keep that money. I don't want to speak out of school, but I agree with you.
It make no sense whatsoever. Yep. Adam is calling from North Haven, Connecticut about those Knicks.
Let's
up,
go.
Adam?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Guys, yeah, I just a couple points, and I tend to agree with both of you. I thought the biggest difference was more three-pointers, which I think was good with the Knicks, and I think overall it was similar, but was kind of refreshing to see more depth and just not have that same kind of defensive feel with Tibbs. But, I mean, I know you guys have been pretty critical of Cat, and I can't help but say the same thing, but that's going to be the biggest question mark. I mean, he just, like, is he going to be able to get up and down the floor with these guys? It's like, sure, opening up him shooting from three is definitely going to help because they're moving faster, but he doesn't look any different than last year. It's the same player. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to assume if things don't go right in Milwaukee that they're going to be looking to make a move for Giannis.
Yes.
And I hope it happens in the middle of the year, but mm-hmm. I mean, he just fits the team so much more better with what they want to do now. Like, it's a night and day, and I don't know that Cat is the right fit for this team. I mean, he's going to put up good games and he's going to score.
He's very good. Right? He's very good. We know that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and thanks for the call there, Adam. This might seem unfair, and this is a massive stretch down the road. Like, if I close my eyes, provided they have a good offseason, and then, you know, can I eventually see Aaron Judge hoisting a World Series trophy? I can. Maybe that's partially driven through sentiment or hope, whatever. Can I close my eyes and see Juan Soto hoisting a World Series trophy at some point with the Mets? I could. Can I close my eyes in however many years and see Jackson Dart on a podium with confetti coming down holding a trophy? I could. I don't see that with Cat.
What about Aaron Glenn?
No,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And it's a shame because I actually do like Cat. He's got tremendous potential and he's a highly talented player. I just don't believe. That's what I was saying. Like, even with the better depth that they have, the deeper bench, okay, they are a deeper team. Even with knowing that I would make that Cat trade again because I believe it made them more talented than the DiVincenzo-Randall version of the Knicks. I still, at my core, don't believe that this group is a championship group, specifically the tandem of Brunson and Towns, to where I'm open to the idea of, where in the beginning I was like, I don't know if I want Giannis, but now I think that if you want to win a championship, I do, and that moves out there, I do think you have to make that move.
Yeah, and they already turned one down. I mean, that was the report. I know a lot of Windhorse weighed in on this, where I don't know exactly what the Bucks were offering. I know that Brunson was off the table. Like, did they want... You know, did they want, both wings and Bridges and three future first round? Not that they have a lot of first round picks at this point. I don't know.
You think the Knicks have enough shooters?
Yes, I absolutely do.
See, because
yes.
I don't know, especially if they trade for Giannis, because if they trade for Giannis, you would think Karl Anthony Towns is going.
Yes, he'll be gone.
Okay. Like, OG, yes. I don't think Bridges is a good shooter.
But you got to understand this, Sal. I like Bridges. I don't fully trust him. I hope I grow to love him more this year, and I think I might. But OG, who I know you said you like and trust,
yeah.
OG and Bridges have had one of the highest three-point percentage from the corner in the NBA. It's like 42. It's crazy high.
But then this should be enough, because if you do trade for Giannis, one of those two is going along with Towns. So now you're losing two guys. Giannis is not a great shooter. Obviously,
No, not at all.
And maybe I don't want to admit it, but you watch what Donovan Mitchell could do throughout the course of a game or spurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jalen is great and the clutch player and all that stuff. Can he do it to the level of one of those top premier backcourt players with more size who maybe scores a little bit easier than he does? And is he that shooter that those guys can be when they're on? Maybe that's part of it too. Maybe we're focusing on Towns, but maybe the guy that we all love, maybe also there's some truth to him not being a number one on a championship team.
Well, I mean, how many smalls have, you know, led the way? Isaiah, you know, Tiny Archibald was great.
But especially you're scoring, a dominant scoring small.
Yeah, I know. AI, they never won. They got there against the Lakers. Iverson, you know, smallish. I get it. I think it's a fair question. I think that I personally believe in his ability to rise and compute like the moment properly. I trust him so much more than Brunson. Than Towns. I think Brunson is up for the challenge. I also do think that we do this with a lot of things. Like, I think there's a slight elevation to who Donovan Mitchell is. He's going to be 30. What the hell's he done?
I know, but when he takes... Yes, as far as winning a championship, but you watch the player. He is just...
When he goes on a binge, he looks different because he's bouncier, he's bigger, he's stronger. I get that. I mean, Brunson's our guy. I trust him with basically everything that I have in terms of basketball sensibility. Cat, that's a different story.
But if you also just look at the roster, I know we got a break here. Yep. If you look at the roster, then they're loaded, and there shouldn't be any excuse. Well, they're just not as good as the West. They have depth. They've got Anunoby and Bridges, who are elite wing defenders and can be top scorers in the league. They've got Towns and Brunson. Like,
oh yeah,
like they've got the pieces in place,
and they've got circumstances. We talked about the Eastern Conference. Did you see the highlights from Embiid last night?
No, I didn't see it, but I did see VJ Edgecombe.
Oh, yes,
yeah, he's going to be a beast.
He actually played well against St. John's last year. I remember seeing him in college. He's really, really good.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls. The NBA scandal reset down with the King topic of the day on the other side.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.